The highlights of the study are that we looked at the effect of expanding Medicaid coverage to low-income adults, and this is something that several states chose to do in the past 10 years and also will be the focus of a large part of the Affordable Care Act's expansion of health insurance in 2014. And what we found was that in states that expanded their Medicaid eligibility, adults from between the ages of 20 and 64, who were the target group, experienced increased insurance coverage, increased access to care, and most importantly, improved health with improved survival. And we compared states that had expanded Medicaid versus those neighboring states that had not expanded their program. So we find that this is really relevant for the current policy discussion as states determine whether or not they want to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, and our findings suggest that it would have significant positive impact on the health of their population.
Could I ask you to give us a sense of sort of the illnesses and the mortality from diseases and so forth?
Really what we're talking about is a representative spectrum of all the conditions that lead to medical problems and ultimately causes of death: heart disease, stroke, cancer, diabetes, and other similar diseases. And we also then looked at what the Centers for Disease Control calls external causes of death, which includes injuries and complications of medical treatment, as well as homicide and suicide. This makes sense with some previous work that showed that after serious injuries, people with insurance fare better in the hospital. They get more aggressive care, and they stay in the hospital longer, and that may lead to improved survival, even for something that isn't a disease but is instead an unexpected catastrophic injury.